Hello, everyone. I am coming back with a new topic, how to hack an Android phone. This audio and content provide by Kodak Networks. Let's start this blog dash. A mobile device allows communication between users on radio frequencies. It is used to send emails, multimedia sharing, and also used for internet access. In this period of time, mobile has taken over desktop and computers, as mobile phones are now they enable the user to access email, browse the internet, navigate via GPS and store our critical data like calendar, passwords, etc. They also help users to perform transactions like goods purchase, ticket booking, banking transactions, etc. People are relying less on the computer as mobile has made our life simpler. According to the Opani reports posted in the year 2015, the mobile application industry generated $41.1 billion in gross annual revenue, and this figure will rise to $50.9 billion by 2016. Gross annual revenue is estimated to exceed $189 billion by 2020. Even analysts at Juniper Research predicted growth in the market for payments and transactions made via mobile banking applications to $1.3 trillion worldwide by 2017. As mobile has provided technological advances by having the option to send messages, email and have the feature of download applications via the internet, hackers misuse these advances for malicious purposes like sending malformed APK files or click attack entitled to attract victims to fancy links using which attackers get access to control to victim system partially or completely for his, her personal benefits. Phone. Mobile hacking training is the practice of manipulating or gaining unauthorized access to mobile phones, for malicious purposes. There are two types of attack used in the mobile sector, and these are: Point A, SMS forwarding. Point B, Bluetooth hacking. Point C, malicious website clicking. Point D, malicious apps. All of these provide a huge hack value to an attacker when he or she exploits a mobile system for gaining access partially or at the root level. Thus, SMS forwarders plus malicious apps equals paying for premium rate numbers. Heading, concept. One of the most insidious attacks is called SMS forwarders. These are essentially Trojans that steal authentication or verification code sent via text messages from online payment service providers. The codes are intercepted and used by cybervillains to penetrate customer accounts. Another sneaky method, and which it's very easy to fall victim to, is a scam connected to some lottery. Hackers are getting modems which they use to send almost 10,000 text messages an hour, advertising some products or directing users to websites that are uploaded with ID-stealing Trojans. It gets difficult for cyber experts to get a handle on such type of activity because most of this activity is carried out on the deep web where hackers mask and hide their online locations. Countries that experience the highest number of attacks on mobile banking applications are Russia, 40%, India, 8%, Ukraine, 4%, Vietnam, 4%, and the UK, 3%. India gets a huge number of banking attacks, as in the field of cybersecurity, India is still developing to the level of a world platform. In the year 2016, malicious software programs like AskCard and GMBot gained popularity around the world. Cyber thieves use such malware to steal banking credentials from unsuspecting consumers when they log on to their bank accounts via their mobile phones, according to law enforcement officials and cybersecurity training specialists. It is difficult to quantify how much money has been stolen as a result of the mobile phone malware, mostly because the thieves can access an account through any normal channel after they steal credentials through a phone. Heading: Steps to hack an Android mobile. Point 1. Use MSF console in the terminal to open the Metasploit framework in Kali Linux. Check out the code on our blog's post image. Point 2. Look for the different set of exploits using the command show exploits and find the useful exploit for Android. Check out the code on our blog's post image. Point 3. Use exploit meterpreter reverse TCP to connect and set localhost and local port that is attacker IP and port. This will help in the generation of an apk extension file. Refer to the image below. Check out the code on our blog's post image. Point 4. Set the payload and set all values of lost and the port and exploit this payload so as to gain a meterpreter connection whenever the victim connects to the Android. Check out the code on our blog's post image. Point 5. Install Android x86 in VMware for mobile simulation. Check out the code on our blog's post image. Point 6. Start the Apache service in the attacker profile and manipulate the victim to access, open and install your shared file. Check out the code on our blog's post image. Point 7. As the installation is complete, the meterpreter connection is established and the attacker gains access to the victim's mobile system, giving her, him access to all dump files, call history, messages, and even all personal data from the victim's phone. Check out the code on our blog's post image. Point 8. With different kinds of hacking access modes, the attacker can manipulate and spoof calls and messages from the victim's phone. They can even access the victim's phone camera without their knowledge. Check out the code on our blog's post image. Heading: Don't become prey to the attackers. Every month, lots of malware and untrusted apps are downloaded by people that make their systems vulnerable to such attacks and even to get compromised as a bot to an attacker. Understanding the grave nature of Android attacks, one needs to check for certificates of applications before downloading and ensure these applications come from a trusted source. Download and data from trusted partners only. Thank you so much for listening to Codec Network's blogs. You can also read and listen to our other blogs. Visit us at www.codecnetworks.com/blog/.